Johnny.
Yeah, Ace.
Hey, we're on the air. It's time for it. And double met too.
Well, I'll be doggone. Dang if it ain't.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out with a friend in the wind.
Healthful, refreshing, delicious Double Mint chewing gum invites you to meet all the gang here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Frank Butler. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Had me two trusty pistols, had me two leather holsters hanging by my side. I had a two-gated pony till the day matrimony took my bridle and gave me a bride. I was riding down the trail to Santa Fe when I met a pretty gal along the way. I said, ain't we met before? She just drew a 44. So I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. I went riding down the trail to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, baby, you're a dream. She said, touch me, I'll scream. So I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. I rode away, I rode away, 'cause there wasn't no excuse for me to stay. I tipped my hat, and that was that. Yes, I left that kitten sitting where she sat. I continued down the trail to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, are you taking two? She said, partner, I'll take you. So I tipped my hat and settled down to stay. I settled down,
settled down,
settled down,
settled down.
How I cursed the day I ever rode to town. What a life,
what a life,
what a life,
what a life.
Ever since the day I took myself a wife. If you ever ride the trail to Santa Fe and you meet a pretty gal along the way, you better stop and think of me. I was happy, I was free when I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. I tipped my hat and slowly rode away.
Well, thanks a lot, folks. And now, tipping my hat in your direction, I'd like to say welcome to Melody Ranch. And while we're on the subject of tipping, I want to pass on a little tip for your enjoyment, too. It's just this. Treat yourself to delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum often, every day. Because, take it from me, you'll sure be getting a swell chewing treat and a swell taste treat when you do. Remember, too, it costs so little, you can enjoy it plenty often. That delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet hobbling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, as the lamp and me discussed, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when things were new, loved someone who loved him too, who walked with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. Of long, long ago. Now if you look up at the sky, understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them off when night is near, turns them off when dawn is near. The little man he loved of long ago.
Thank you very, very much, friend. Thanks a lot. Well, Johnny, how do you like it up here in Minneapolis?
Oh, me? I'm having a swell time, Gene. But where the dickens were you this morning? I looked all over for you.
Well, Johnson, that's a long, long story. You see, Patrick and I got hungry for some cold cuts, so we went out shopping.
Did you gets the cold cut?
Oh, sure. In fact, here's how it happened.
Well, for God's sake, fellas, come right in and make yourselves at home. My name is Sven Svensson. Who the heck are you, anyhow, huh?
Who, me? Well, I've been in your operate.
Well, for the hell's sake. I can't understand you, young fella. You kind of talk with an accent, I guess.
That's a Texas Swede.
Well, all I can say is, if you can't understand him, you must not have been in this country very long.
52 winters, young fella, but just last year I did start out on a trip back to visit my own Sweden, you know.
What do you mean started? Didn't you get there?
Well, you see, it was like this. I had my boat ticket all bought, but when I got to the costume office, the fella over there asked me where I come from, and I says, Minneapolis, Minnesota. He asked me to spell it for him, see? So I says, M-I-N-N-E-A-P-O-L-I-S-M-I-N-N-E-S-O-T-A, and that's why I'm still here, I guess.
Now, why that?
Well, by the time I finished spelling it, the boat had sailed already.
Very funny, but not very. Hey, Mr. Simpson, is that your cat over on the counter over there?
Yeah, that's my pussy cat, Junior.
Gosh, you know, it makes me homesick for the ranch. Why, just before, now they got me doing it. Anyway, just before I left home, my cat presented me with 8 kittens. It was so embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Why was it embarrassing, huh?
Well, nothing except for years I've been calling her Sam.
Look, Patrick, old boy, now let's not forget what we came here for. We want to pick up a few cold cuts for lunch, Mr. Benson.
Oh, yeah, how about some liverwurst?
Oh, sure, we got plenty liverwurst. How much you want, fella?
Oh, 6-7 slices ought to do it.
Oh, sure, I sure could use some money, all right, you know.
How come? Ain't business been good?
Well, it's pretty good, but you see, I gotta support my family for the cat's sake, and it's a heck of a big one, you know. There's Swenson and Swansons and the Andersons, Olsons, Johnsons, Jordans, Torgasons, and O'Hoolahan.
O'Hoolahan? How'd they ever get in there?
Well, he's the Swedish side of the family, you know.
Oh, I should have known.
Oh, I got piles of relations, all right. One of them is a Swedish Hawaiian.
Swedish Hawaiian?
Sure, ain't you ever heard of Swede Leilani? That's a good one for the cat, ain't it?
You know, this guy's a Swedish melting burl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's your money, Mr. Svensson. We'll see you again.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rothfuss. I'll take this money right here and give it to my Uncle Smorgasbord.
Your Uncle Smorgasbord? But, Mr. Svensson, Smorgasbord is something that's passed out cold on a table.
That's my uncle. Goodbye, Mr. Svensson.
Tears reminds me. What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
Well, I don't know. It's a buzzer, all right. All I remember is a crocodile has a longer nose than an alligator.
Well, I guess that types you, Buckham. Next time you go sticking your nose into my business, I'll remember that, too. Frankly, I just assume somebody had changed the subject.
So would I, Patrick, and I'll get you out of a tight spot by changing the subject right now. Changing it to delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum. And frankly, folks, many's the time that swell Double Mint has helped me over a tight spot, too. Like when I'm up against a long, tiresome job where something has to be done over and over and over again. Then's when you'll find me sinking my teeth into a stick of delicious double mint gum and chewing away for fast. Because the pleasant, steady chewing seems to make the work go easier and faster. And that refreshing double mint flavor gives me a nice little lift, too. So, suppose you try it and see for yourself, huh? Anytime you want a swell treat, just try a delicious double mint chewing gum. A new star is shining in heaven that I'm sadly gazing upon. A new star is shining in heaven, for that's where my darling has gone. I know that I didn't deserve her. That's why heaven took her away. Perhaps if I try to lead her till I die, we will be together someday. A new star is shining in heaven, for that's where my darling must be. I look at a new star in heaven and feel that she's looking at me. She always was just like an angel. That's why heaven opened its door. Perhaps if I try to be good till I die, we will be together someday.
Well, thank you, folks. I'm glad you liked it.